welcome to episode 2 of the Saggy Froggy Knits podcast. My name is Claudie and I've been part of the fibre arts community for over 35 years now, with knitting being my all-time favourite craft. However, I also love spinning and needle felting, embroidery, applique, quilting and so many other fun textiles-based crafts. No doubt those topics will also be getting a mention in future episodes as I progress along this podcasting journey with you. Some of you may also know me as Saggy Froggy on Instagram, and I'll be leaving the details of both my Instagram account and my email address in the show notes below for you should you wish to get in touch. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about twiddlers, also known as twiddle or fidget muffs, the Wool Monty 2022, and I've also got an exciting book review for you about cat-related knits. Wherever you are in the world, I really hope you're enjoying some warm weather like the toasty sunshine we've had here in the UK over the past few days. It really does feel like summer is just around the corner. Well, it won't be long now as it's going to be official on Tuesday, the 21st of June. And in the light of summer creeping up on us, I don't know about you, but it certainly makes me feel like I'd like to get out and explore a bit more. If you are like me and feeling that way too, then you may be interested in visiting the Wool Monty. This is a UK-based yarn show that is taking place in Sheffield at Sheffield Arena on Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th of June. It looks to be a very exciting show as they are also offering workshops on all sorts of crafts such as Portuguese knitting, drop spindle basics and even watercolour painting. The workshop prices are listed on the website and I'm sure they will have limited spaces, and so you most likely will need to book those in advance. If you're thinking this sounds like something you'd like to check out, then you can buy tickets for the show in advance too, and also on the door, just in case you're not sure which day you'd like to attend. Maybe it's so good you'll want to go twice. I believe they'll also have a variety of hot and cold food available, plus plenty of seating areas to relax. There's also going to be plenty of parking available too, and that's always welcome news. Anyway, all of those details for both purchasing tickets and booking workshops are on the Wool Monty website, which I will be leaving in the show notes for you. Okay, as promised, I am going to talk to you today about twiddlers, also known as twiddle muffs, fiddle muffs, fiddle mitts and twiddle mitts. That's quite a diversity of names for a very useful creation. No matter what you call them, they really are a wonderful invention. So let's explain exactly what they are. Twiddlers are woolly hand warmers securely embellished with fabulous fiddlers that provide sensory stimulation, or soothing comfort if you like, for people that are living with dementia. People with dementia often have restless hands and they like to have something that keeps their hands occupied. Now, a twiddle muff provides a wonderful source of visual, tactile and sensory stimulation, which not only keeps their hands really busy, but keeps them cozy too. Now, one of the reasons that I wanted to talk to you about twiddlers today is because the Inspired Knitting Challenge is back for 2022. This is a Nottingham-based charity where they reach out and ask people to make knitted donations. And this year's challenge is to craft twiddlers. And twiddlers that are donated by the 1st of August 2022 will take part in the exciting Twiddlers exhibition. So if you want to learn a bit more about that, head over to inspireculture.org.uk. Again, the link will be in the show notes, and search Twiddlers for patterns and a bit more information. The exhibition will be running from the 17th of August until the 2nd of October 2022, and there's no booking necessary, so that's really handy. You can just turn up when you feel like it. And in this exhibition, there will be rows and rows of colourful and textured twiddlers, and they are all for charity. And at the end of the exhibition, the members of Dementia Action Nottingham and Nottinghamshire will distribute the twiddlers across the country and make sure people who will benefit from them most receive them. The 2022 challenge will be Inspire's 6th annual crafting event for charity. It is amazing that every year an army of crafters are prepared to give their time, skills, wool and creativity to a charitable cause. Now, I'm sure you remember in my last episode, I swore that I was actually going to finish my work in progress that I had on the needles, which is the Night Shift Shawl by Andrea Mowry. And I'm knitting my second one at the moment, and that's for my mum, who is very knit-worthy. However, this is a super, super cause, and so I am actually going to surrender my work in progress at the moment, and immediately after I have finished this podcast, I will be casting on a twiddle muff so that I can send that off to the Inspire Charity Knitting Challenge 2022. Now, if you guys would like to join me and also cast on a twiddle muff, then it's really easy. All you have to do is follow the link that I've put in my show notes below. And that will take you to the Inspire Culture website, where they actually have some fantastic information there for you. There's free patterns to download for not only the twiddle muff itself, but for also the crucial element, and that's the fiddlers bit, where you can embellish your twiddle muff with all sorts of eye cords and buttons and beads and crochet bits and bobs and all sorts of things that were going to be really fun and help those dementia patients. And so head on over to that website, download your pattern, or you can pick up a printed pattern from any Inspire library or participating wool shop. And you can watch some really helpful how-to videos too. So if you can, make a twiddler or two and safely, securely attach some lovely embellishments. That would be brilliant. When you have finished, all Inspire libraries will be delighted to receive your twiddlers. Now, don't forget, as I mentioned a little earlier, any twiddlers donated by the 1st of August will take part in the Twiddlers exhibition at Worksop Library Gallery. There's also a range of online leisure and culture courses available, from learning and skills to suit new and more experienced knitters and crocheters. So if you head over to that website, there are links so you can find a course which may appeal to you. You can also pick up printed pattern of the twiddle muff from any Nottingham City Library. And if you go onto the website, as I said, there's quite an extensive list of participating wool shops that are also offering printed patterns of the twiddle muff pattern. And so if you're local to Nottingham City, then I'm sure you'll agree that is something that is definitely worth checking out. Well, we have certainly had some rather exciting times over the past few days as the Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations took place. There were street parties and not to mention the colourful pomp and processions and flypasts. There had been so much going on as the country came together to congratulate Her Majesty on this unique royal milestone. And in the spirit of bringing people together, the Women's Institute launched a really fun community project to share their love of knitting and craft. Now, The WI is the largest voluntary women's organisation in the UK. And would you believe the Queen has been a member for almost 80 years? Yep, that's right. She joined in 1943 as Princess Elizabeth and is president of the Sandringham WI, still attending their January meeting each year. So it was rather fitting that the project designed by WI member Hannah Joyce should be a knitted corgi. Now, that little corgi was called Winnie, and Hannah encouraged people to reuse and recycle leftover yarn, and she made up a pattern for this little corgi, which is actually available on the WI website, which again will be in the show notes below for you. And the idea is that WI members have hidden their corgis in local communities with a special tag so that members of the public can map their finds on the WI website. Winnies are being knitted and discovered all summer long, so it isn't too late to get involved. Visit www.thewi.org.uk to view the map and download the pattern, or follow hashtag Where's Winnie on social media. That really is such a fun idea, so well done to the Women's Institute for that. And so you may recall that a little earlier on in this episode, I mentioned I was going to be reviewing a book for you. So I'm going to do that right now. And the book I wish to talk about today is called Cat Knits 16 Pawsome Knitting Patterns for Yarn and Cat Lovers. Well, this really is a charming book full of the cutest knits, and as you might expect, they all have cats on them, and so it would be perfect for any cat loving knitters out there. Each section of the book uses a different technique in four patterns, three accessories and a cardigan. And the book starts with an introduction to the needles and tools you'll need, the yarn and, of course, abbreviations. Well, that's fairly standard for any knitting book, isn't it? But anyway, the first section uses texture to create cat faces, and that employs chunky yarn. And the second section has summer knits, which is just perfect, isn't it, for this time of year, and they've got a little bit of colour work and some easy lace. Then you have the third section, which is all about intarsia, and that's a bit that I really love because they have some really cute kitten faced flippy mitts, and they are just so sweet. The fourth section is all about bold and contemporary knits, and that shows off stranded colour work. You may also know that as fair isle knitting. And the final part of the book looks at techniques in depth. Personally, I feel this could have gone at the beginning rather than the end, but I suppose as long as it's there, I guess it doesn't really matter whereabouts in the book it is. But I do love the fact that the patterns, they're really clearly written, such nice illustrations too, and the charts are beautifully clear. The pictures really are delightful. So if you are a cat-loving knitter, then this is the perfect book for you, or it would make a perfect gift as well. So I definitely recommend that. In fact, I do have one other book which was quite interesting, and I wanted to talk to you about that as well. And this book is called Magical Woodland Knits, Knitting Patterns for 12 Wonderfully Lifelike Animals. And that's by Claire Garland. Now, firstly, and most importantly, Claire Garland's patterns are not intended as toys. They contain unsuitable parts and they have hard and sharp items. So definitely steer clear of thinking that's going to be a suitable knit for a kid. It definitely is not. Now, secondly, this book is definitely not suitable for inexperienced knitters. Yes, it's beautiful to look at, but if you are buying this and you want to knit patterns from it, just be prepared. The finished woodland animals and birds are very detailed and they really are super to look at, but they are just composed of so many pieces and some of them are really quite complicated. And I think if you were a novice knitter, you would also find some of the photos and the steps a little complicated too. I would definitely say that some background knowledge is assumed regarding the embroidery, knitting and construction, so just bear that in mind. But there are projects that are just so cute. There's a rabbit, squirrel, mallard duck, blue tit, pheasant, badger and a few more, and they really are lovely, but do remember, involved and quite difficult. So if you're an experienced knitter and you have constructed 3D animals and birds before, then I think this is something you will find maybe a little challenging along the way, but very enjoyable. It really is a lovely book and I found it on Amazon for about £12.50. So I don't think that's too bad for all the content you get. And there really is some pretty photography in there too. So I think it's definitely worth checking out. Well, from woodland animals to pets, I want to talk about yarns from pet fur. Have you ever brushed your beloved pet, shaken your head for just how much fur they actually shed? My dogs really do shed. I've got a Border Terrier and a Border Terrier mix, and my goodness, they really do leave their hair all over the place. It makes me feel that I can only wear clothes the same colour as them. Anyway, you may have also noticed that your pet's fur can be as soft as any roving. And as it turns out, it can be spun. Treated right, you can repurpose your pet's soft, cuddly fur into something befitting their status as the rightful head of the household. This method has been used for centuries and yarn made from dog fur even has a name. Oh goodness, I'm going to try and pronounce this, but please forgive me if I get it wrong. I think it's called Chaîne-gora because chen is French for dog. Now, dog hair was spun in prehistoric Scandinavia and it has been discovered in textiles made by the Navajo of North America. In fact, the main fibre spun on the North American continent before sheep were introduced by the Spaniards. So that's a bit crazy to think about that, isn't it, guys? But the first thing you've got to do is you're going to go down this road is start collecting that fur. Now, don't use a plastic bag as you'll find that condensation will collect and it's going to felt the fur if you do that, and you don't want to be doing that because that's going to make it impossible. So a cloth bag such as a cushion cover or a pillowcase, that would be totally suitable for your fur, and you'll probably need at least 100 to 200 grams for most small projects. Now, cat and dog fur, especially that of the most common domestic breeds, usually is pretty short and it has a pretty short staple, so it may not be suitable to spin on its own. You may have to blend it with alpaca or merino wool and that will boost the volume for you. And once you've collected enough of that, you're going to have to wash it. The water doesn't need to be very hot as pet hair doesn't contain lanolin or grease. It just needs rinsing to clear any dander or any odour it may have. And what the ideal solution would be is to mix some pet shampoo in a bowl of lukewarm water, and if you carefully slide that fur in and immerse it without moving it around too much, you don't want to agitate it a lot because again, when it's wet, you may accidentally felt it prematurely. However, once it's been rinsed and you've gently squeezed out any excess soap, I suggest you strain it through a sieve. And if you lay that thinly on a towel and dry it somewhere flat, you need to store it once it's dry and clean in, ideally, as I said, a cotton bag or pillowcase. And then you can card your pet's hair with another animal fibre to strengthen the yarn, especially if it's very short or fine. You might like to try spinning a black fur with, say, white alpaca or vice versa for a heathered effect. That can be really pretty. Or longer fibres will spin better, but sufficiently fine or soft fur should work well if blended properly. Now, Chaîne-gora doesn't smell like wet dog, contrary to popular belief, any more than if you wash your cardigan and it smells like wet sheep. However, you do need to treat things you make gently. You want to wash them with a wool wash and dry them flat. And then once you've got your yarn, you can make use for anything you like. You could make it into a scarf, so you can bring your pet with you wherever you go. Or you could crochet a blanket for a puppy or commemorate your departed family member with a knitted cushion perhaps, so you can snuggle with your best friend forever. You could even crochet a doll or needle felt, a portrait of your pet. They could be just the perfect memorial. So next time you're brushing down your dear furry friend and wondering how it's possible for such a small animal to produce so much fur, don't automatically throw it away. Collect it and get a little bit crafty, guys. Well, there's a little tip for you. I hope you enjoyed that. Well, that really is all I've got time for today. So thank you so much for joining me, and I very much look forward to catching up with you in the next episode, which won't be too far away. So if you want to subscribe to my podcast, then you'll get notifications when the next episode is available. And in the meantime, I want you all to stay safe and stay cozy. And remember, if it feels like your world is unraveling right now, get out your sticks and knit it back together again, because that is what knitting is all about. It is magic.